All right, hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City. And we are recording very early. This will go out on Monday. I don't know what the date will be. Where's today's date? It'll be the 24th. We're 4 days early on this because of conflicting schedules. We have no other time to record. Jake is getting identity affirming surgery, not gender identity affirming surgery. He's just getting surgery so he looks less like Steve Buscemi and can be the Jake Vevra he was always supposed to be.
That's right. I identify as African American, so I'm getting the thing from Tropic Thunder where they make me black. So
is that more or less expensive than the stuff from Soul Man with C. Thomas Howell?
Oh, way more expensive. Yeah.
Looked
better. This is the top shelf version.
Nice.
I'm going to be passable. That's what the brochure says.
Well, I'm getting a penis enlargement surgery. I'm getting a couple inches added on so I can give my wife 3 inches in the future.
Nice.
I'm getting.
I'm actually taking some off of mine. The missus finds it uncomfortable. It's tired.
I don't have that problem.
Knocked loose from the inside.
I don't have that problem. All right, let's jump
in. It's only 5 inches now. I'm like, it's not that bad. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Yeah, I got to go down to 3.
Yeah, she has that small disease, not disease. I don't know what it's called. Anyway. All right, Jake, I sent you a story. I was driving I was listening to a podcast, I believe. I was listening to a news podcast. And the news podcast talked about how migrant border crossings are at a, I don't remember how many year low, but they are low, low, low. So I Googled it so we could talk about it. And the article I found was from May 17th, 2023. Migrant border crossings dropped from 10,000 to 4,400 per day after the end of Title 42. You know what that made me think, Jake? I had two thoughts. One, I immediately realized, hey, we haven't been hearing Republicans screaming about the border for a while, and it turns out this is why. But two, when we were talking about Republicans screaming about the border, saying, oh, Biden's border crisis, I said, we talked about the policy he was implementing, that he was being sued by immigration rights activists over, and Republicans were saying, it's not enough. I'm thinking it was enough, Jake. I'm thinking the policy he's being sued by immigration advocates over, this seems to have plummeted the border crossings, and Republicans don't have anything to scream about at the moment. Maybe that's why they're screaming about Hunter Biden's laptop. They don't have anything else.
Yes, it's every day that Republicans are just screaming about the laptop, you know the administration's doing a good job, you know?
Yeah, I mean, every time unemployment and employment numbers come out, jobs creation is always good and unemployment numbers are always low. Inflation's falling. So what do you got left? You got Marjorie Taylor Greene showing Hunter Biden's sex pictures. Who did she show that to? She showed that politically. She showed that in a meeting.
I was in a committee meeting, right?
Yeah. And I'm not opposed
to it. Now I'm behind that. She doesn't do stuff that I like that often, but God damn it. We need more. I looked through those pictures. I thought they were fucking great.
That's what I was going to say. We talked about it. We told anybody that happens to listen to or watch us to go look up the pictures because they are hilarious. Now, I'm not sure comedy is what she was going for. I don't think she said, look at these pictures. They're amusing. But still, getting people to look at those pictures, however you get there, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure she's had a few weekends in fucking Appalachia that ended that same way. Come on, Margie. I can tell you like the party.
Weren't there rumors of her being involved in three ways? And I'm gonna Google it right now. Weren't there rumors of her being sexually curious?
Well, I think she's getting divorced. I know that.
Yes, she is.
Which is funny. I do love seeing the people that are all about you know family values and it should be between a man and a woman and no drag show. And then like they're breaking their own ridiculous religious rules about not getting married. So it's like, or not getting divorced. So at that point, I should be able to do whatever the fuck I want.
So I made a mistake. While you were talking, I said I was going to Google it. I Googled MTG three ways, just thinking, I got Magic the Gathering.
Oh, fuck, man. I was hoping for a good Margie porn parody.
Well, that would have been tease. I would have preferred that, but I apparently there's something. It wasn't sexual. It was how to do three-way Magic the Gathering gatherings. So
a three-way with a bunch of goddamn incels playing with fucking magic cards. That's what you got. You got opposite of that.
My kids like Magic the Gathering or something. We go to the Wisconsin Dells and they play some game where you got to take magic wands and wave them. But my kids are both under 10 years old, so that makes sense. I just Googled her and three-way and I don't see anything coming up. I could have sworn that there was something talking about her like doing the old car keys in the fishbowl back in the day. I don't know.
I just Googled Marjorie Taylor Greene porn. I'm not getting much, man.
Well, I got one saying she cheated on her husband. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Polyamorous tantric sex guru that she was hanging out with. Embattled QAnon, openly cheated on her husband of 25 years with a polyamorous tantric sex guru and then moved on to another affair with a manager at her gym. Yeah, that's what I remember. Not three ways, but a tantric sex guru. Ooh, you know what this makes me think of? We've talked about this.
Who's I want to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene moaning with Sting for 7 hours, you know?
Think of
7 hours.
You think of Sting. Who is the other tantric sex guru that we have talked about on this podcast?
Oh, is it Barney the Dinosaur?
Barney the Dinosaur guy is a tantric sex guru. He said, if you remember, he said that he would make love for hours, and part of that process involved him inserting and then just laying there motionless, staring into her eyes, like the creepiest fucking thing you could imagine, just laying on top of her, inside, not moving, just, we are one, don't speak.
That'd especially when he does it in character, you know? It's even worse. Do you like that, Margie? Does that feel good? Is that good for you?
Either way, what were we talking about? Oh, the border crossings. They're plummeting. Everybody said that when... So, if you had 10,000 a day, what we talked about and what I remember is the Biden administration put in place an app, and you had to register for an appointment using the app, and the location tracker on the app had to show that you had stayed inside Mexico. And so... apparently 10,000 a day during Title 42, the big, quote, unfair practice that Donald Trump instituted under COVID. And now we're down 6,000 under the new policy. So, yeah, take that.
Yeah, that's true, man. Whatever. If he's doing something that they either like or is kind of a decent job, you will not hear from them. Hey, good news. You'll just hear nothing.
Yeah.
Or you'll hear about the laptop. That's the way it goes. Yeah.
Speaking of good news and things you don't like, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, let's wrap this all together. Did you see what she said on the floor and how Biden spun that as a commercial?
Yes. He is trying to pay off your debt, you know, and it's like
he's expanding Medicare. He's going after rural poverty, and so they just like took her words and placed it with him shaking hands and saying, yes, I am trying to attack debt. I am trying to end rural poverty. I am trying to lower healthcare costs. It was amazing that she blasted it for being bad. It was hilarious.
She just basically read his fucking campaign platform with a stank on her face.
Oh, well, let's stick with politics for a second. Oh, we got two stories here.
But to her base, it sounds the same way when Biden says it. Like she actually said that the wildfires in California were caused by Jewish space lasers. And they're like, fuck yeah, finally somebody who speaks for me. That's right. Admit it, Biden. She's making sense.
Yep. She'll take his words and put them right in an ad. And it'll be him saying the space lasers. And she'll say, yes, vote for me. I will fight the Jewish space lasers.
That's right. Marjorie Taylor Greene thinks that Jewish people are responsible for every event in history except for building the pyramids. That's right, Margie. That's right. Now I'm hearing Biden talk about all of your greatest points. You got me on that train.
Oh, funny. So I said we can tie the next two stories in with everything we've talked about. You mentioned paying off debt. Let's jump to that one, and then we'll jump to the other. But so did we mention this at all last week? I know I talked about my wife. So they are wiping out, apparently, how do I put this? After the Supreme Court shot down his plan to forgive student debt, they immediately announced we have a new plan. And then a week later, they said, all right, we're forgiving a bunch of debt, $39 billion in debt. And what's funny is, not funny, but if you examine it, the two are completely unrelated. This debt forgiveness was being examined well before Biden's campaign promise. And it's finally come to fruition. I remember hearing years ago, I was in Lincoln, Nebraska, performing at a comedy club. What was it called? The Comedy Attic? Either way, it went out of business during COVID. Really sad. It was a great club. And I heard this story on student people that had debt who had been paying it off for 10, 15, 20 years and were no closer to being out of, you know, the red than they were when they started. And that is specifically with this targets. You have to have been paying for 20 years.
Right.
To get, and I got to say, you and I have talked about student debt before. We think it should be revamped. So it's like no interest or 1% interest, not really forgive it. But when it comes to if you've been paying off debt for 20 years and yeah, not making a dent in it, all right, you've time served.
Right, right. After 10 years, we take away half. After 20 years, you're done.
Yeah, because the way they schedule it is you, like, I have a friend, I have a personal friend. I won't use her name because I didn't ask for permission on this, but she's been paying it off over a decade and she owes maybe, I don't know, $1,000 less than when she started because right, of the interest and how it comes. It's like you pay for 10 years and you are only $1,000 off principal.
And most of these people took out a giant chunk, if not, you know, all of it, when they were legally too young to drink, according to the government, because they can't make their own decisions yet. But we'll slap them with this, though. That's fine. We can have them sign big boy checks to us. But they can't have a drink, you know?
Yeah. And they also allow, going back then, I have two thoughts. One, they also allow credit card companies to set up tables on colleges and universities.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, open a credit card. And then, oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Charge it. You know, finance. No problem. Can't have a drink. Can join the army. Can die. Can't have a drink. Can ruin your credit rating.
Join the army. Drink. Sign contracts. Do all of that. If you walk into a liquor store and try to buy a bottle of vodka, they'll say, sorry, 20-year-old, you are a child. If you then pull out a knife and rob that liquor store, you become an adult immediately at 20.
Exactly. The other thought I had, and I had this reading it. I forgot it. I'm glad I remembered. The thing I love about these being 20 and 25 years old is because this whole idea, when they were talking about student debt forgiveness, Biden's plan, every single conservative that was against it said,
sure,
oh, you're going to forgive their gender studies degree. They got a degree in gender studies. I don't know that that shit was around 20, 25 years ago. You cannot look back and say that these 800,000 people all have degrees in gender.
Right. That's only a few people.
Fucking new. That's
yeah,
really fucking new.
Right. That's not the vast majority of, you know, I mean, that would be like saying, if I'm trying to, I don't know, stimulate the economy back in Iowa and someone goes, oh, you mean the guys that work at those giant porn warehouses on the interstate? It's like, yeah, well, that's some guys. That's some people there. But
that's oh shit, I used to know the exit number. I was gonna spit it out and sound really creepy, but I can't think of it right now. I know it's the Baxter exit off I-80, but
right,
I can't think of what number it is.
It's always impressive when you drive by those things. It's like how much fucking porn could really be in there.
I think we've talked about this, but if not, shit, I can't think of what exit number. I think it's mile marker 98. I've told you my favorite billboard in the world is somewhere around mile marker 98 on I-80 West in Illinois, because there's a big billboard that says adult superstore like 30, 40, 50 miles ahead, 60 miles ahead. And I just love that because 95% of the time you are driving, you see adult superstore next exit. It's an impulse like, oh, like McDonald's. I want to pull off and get a Big Mac. Oh, I want to pull off and jerk one. This one I love because it's like, hey, trucker, you got a full hour to get up in your head and go, oh, adult superstore in 60 miles. I wouldn't mind pulling off, maybe seeing somewhere. Like, I just love that. It's not an impulse.
Right.
It starts working slowly and getting in there like, yeah, you know you want to pull off, big boy, you dirty, filthy trucker. Come on, you want to touch yourself.
And in parentheses, it says at the bottom, don't just look at porn on your phone for free. Please, my kids got to eat. I got a family to feed.
Yeah, this
fucking place is still staying in business in 2023. Who is going to the adult superstore? And I still see there's certain bodegas here that have like pretty big selections of porn mags. And like, who the fuck is paying? What are these things like? $5 a pop? 10? Like, how much are these things even?
And you can get any toys or accoutrements sent to you basically through Amazon. Amazon carries what you want. Yeah. It'll just come in a plain brown box. You don't have to have the shame of putting your trench coat and raincoat over your head like you're a perp doing the perp walk from prison to the courtroom into the adult superstore. You can order it on Amazon. And even if it's not Amazon, I bet you $5 billion I could Google right now and find 100 websites, 1,000 websites that would send you anything you want for, you know, just free shipping.
Yeah, now the only problem with that is sometimes you get the dildo in the mail and you'll be like, well, this isn't really 9 inches. Now I feel exactly like all those women I hooked up on Tinder feel. Oh, boy, is there egg on my face. This is cruel. Dude, this is karma. Bite me. Cruel karma.
That's why you got to check the return policy before ordering. When you click purchase, you got to check the return policy.
No, I already know the return policy. No, you can't send back dildos.
Unopened.
No, you can't ever send back
dildos. Unopened only.
No fucking way. Not. All with sex toys, all sales are final. I know this. I do not have to look into it. Because I don't want to live in a world where there's refurbished dildos floating around. You know what I'm saying? There's fucking pocket pussies that have been kind of drilled out and re-cemented.
I agree with you because I am so paranoid. I won't even get refurbished phones. I do not buy the latest, bestest iPhone 14. This is just an SE. I buy the smallest, cheapest, most affordable, but I buy it new because I don't want the refurbished fucking, oh yeah, someone jumped into a lake with this and we threw it in a bag of rice and are selling it to you now.
Right, exactly. I also like the smallest and cheapest dildos as well. That's my move.
Well, I mean,
you can fit on a fucking keychain.
I was going to say, otherwise they're painful. You know,
that's right. That's right. I want stuff that matches me.
All right. Final story. And this one, we got a, I'm not sure how to express myself on it. Oh, holy shit. One winning ticket sold for the $1.8 billion Powerball jackpot. I wish it was me, but I didn't buy one. So I know it's not. Mike Pence clashes with Tucker Carlson in Iowa. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson clashed with 2024 Republican candidates like former Vice President Mike Pence at the Family Leadership Summit in Iowa on Friday, with some candidates expressing frustration that Carlson didn't focus the, quote, fireside chats on family issues which unite the crowd of evangelical Midwesterners, but instead on topics like Ukraine and the 2020 election. That's the sentence that got me. They were frustrated because he, and I'm not a fan of Tucker Carlson, but he was hammering them on not just talking points. He's like, well, how do you feel about Ukraine? What happened with the 2020 election? And they're like, can't we just say abortion's bad and get the crowd riled up and into me? And I found that fascinating that they were pissed that he refused to just give them softballs that they could just get the crowd cheering for.
Well, yeah, if I'm Mike Pence, I'd be surprised at how easy Tucker Carlson gave it, since many of his listeners wanted to hang him a couple years ago. So,
yeah,
I mean, they don't really like that guy over there.
No, and it's he's going as a centrist, but I mean, just I'm asked by ABC News correspondent Mary Alice Parks if Pence was surprised that he had to spend a majority of the discussion defending Ukraine, Pence said, I'm really surprised by Tucker Carlson. Why? Why do you think you should just get handed softballs? Abortion bad, gays bad, trans bad. If that's what people are voting on, fuck, they shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Well, and many swing state Republicans and like centrists and stuff, they don't really give a shit about trans and gay issues. It's not that they're like really like pro or anti-gay or trans. It's like a non-issue to them, you know?
Yeah.
So when guys like DeSantis loses multi-billion-dollar Disney contracts over a don't say gay bill and shit, they're kind of like, hey, man, you look fucking weak and dumb. We care about like money, you know what I mean? Taxes, gas prices, what have you. If you're letting that shit crumble so you can tell dudes not to wear dresses, then that's kind of not what they're about, you know? I mean, super religious right-wing people, sure, especially in like deep red states, they may be all about that. Finally, some guy who's going to own the libs, you know? But for the most part, they don't really care about that one way or another. I mean, they would think the same of DeSantis if Disney left because he's like, hey, for some reason you guys aren't being pro-gay enough, or he, you know, like he fucking went at that same issue from the left, and Disney fucking walked because of that. They would be thinking the same thing. They would be like, hey, why are you pandering to gay people and trans people, these special interest groups, and losing all this money? Like, because it's a non-issue to them. They don't really care where you line up on that. They care more about like gas prices and shit like that.
Money. They care about money. That's about it. That, I mean, sticking on the same topic, have you been paying attention to, I don't have any articles in front of me, I only know what I've been listening to in news, the difficulty in getting the defense budget passed?
A little bit. Yeah.
There are stipulations put in place that pay for the travel, not the abortion, the travel, if a service member or a family member of a service member has to travel to a state that has decent abortion laws, not asshole restrictive ones. And Republicans, there are certain, just not all, but, and most Republicans are against it. There's a core group of asshole Republicans that are saying, we will not vote for this bill until items like that are removed. Tommy Tuberville, the football fuck up in Alabama, is refusing to acknowledge replacements, a vote for or confirm leadership roles in the military until they remove that abortion thing. It's insane. That's hopefully shooting the fucking party right in the foot.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where the military doesn't want, because most of the contracts are like 4 years. Okay. They don't really like the idea of soldiers getting knocked up and them having to fucking pay for it. They would much rather, okay, here's the abortion, fucking fall back in formation. Like that, because they don't really view you as a man or a woman or a mother or a father or any of that shit. They first view you as biological equipment. And that's why even back when I joined in 2005, when they were writing waivers for fucking everything, medical stuff was still like a big, they were like, hey man, if you're recovering from a surgery, even if it's small, unless it's, if it's like tonsils, whatever, but like anything other than that, if they were like, if you need it, get it and come back. Like we don't want to, because they're worried about liability and recovery time and stuff like that. And they just don't want to deal with any surgery. So if they can get around a pregnancy, and you're delivering a baby now, like they're giving you 9 months if you can't really do much. And then after that, you really can't do much. And you know, you're doing maternity leave and all that. They don't want to do that for a piece of biological equipment that they rented for 4 years. At the beginning, when you sign up, you go through a thing called like MAPS or MEPS or something like that. It was a long time ago. But basically, they get doctors to check you inside and outside for days, like, because they're renting biological equipment that has been used for at least 18 years. So it's like buying an 18-year-old used car. You're going to take it to a mechanic you trust. You're going to look over everything. And if anything fucking seems weird about that, you're like, no, fuck you. We fix it and then I'll buy it. That's where they're at.
Two thoughts. One, and this is fictional, but it relates. I watched Braveheart for the last time, for the first time in years.
Me too. I hate that movie now.
I watched it last night for the first time in years. I love it. Great movie. But there's a line the king says at one point. He goes, send in the infantry. And his second in command goes, you don't want to use the archers? And goes, arrows cost money. The infantry is expendable. That's the first thing you made me think of right there is, arrows cost money.
Yeah. I mean, shit. I was in the infantry. Trust me, they would want me to have an abortion. They don't want me to have the baby.
Which is the other thing you made me think of. It's something you said on this podcast, Jake, which is basically everything you just said here, when talking about trans care. It's not that the military is pro or anti-trans, but if you show up and say, now I need this expensive surgery, and this is going to get me in trouble, but I'm just going to compare it to machinery, they would view that as, oh, you're broken machinery that needs fixed. It's probably easier just to let you go than to fix and repair you. You know, like they don't care about the gender.
Right. It'd be like, well, even if they didn't have the trans ban that Trump was trying to put in, it would be like, great. It's a medical surgery, just like anything else. Get it and come back.
Yeah.
We don't want to, because we're only renting you for 4 years. We don't want to do this. Now, they will pay for surgeries and stuff if it happens when you're in there. Hey, that's part of the fucking deal. Right.
Well, I was just saying that if you decide to get gender affirming surgery, they'd be more along the lines of, okay, how much are you going to be out here? Like, how long does this take? Or what? They just don't. They want, like you said, fully functioning machinery from day one. They don't want to have you get in and then like, okay, now we need a year off to transition. They don't care about what
gender. Exactly. And with that issue, that was a thing where all and that stuff's going to vary for each person, you know, what their medical needs are in that regard. And so you would have both people on the left and the right kind of putting all trans people in one basket, and then the right going, no, none of them should get in. And the left going, well, they should all get in and get the surgeries and stuff like that. And it's like, no, they would go through MEPS, and they would, just like a cisgender person, the doctors would decide case by case basis, hey, are we willing to do whatever medical stuff is needed here? And in some cases, yes. In some cases, no.
Yeah. I mean, it turns political. Like you said a few minutes ago, in reality, most people don't care. If pressed, they'll say like, well, I have an opinion. Yes, I vote because of this. I vote because of my wallet, my purse. Most people vote only on the roof of their house, what takes place under it, like the economy, my family. There are precious few that go, okay, I'm living in a double wide and I'm about to be evicted from that. But as long as gays can't get married, then I'm voting Republican. That's not how it works. There are few people that vote that way. And yet that's what it gets turned into, because the media noise machine has us just poking at one another and yelling and thinking everybody's screaming. I go into deep red Trump country and make pro-trans jokes at the expense of bigots, and they laugh, and I've gotten applause. They sort of go, yeah, all right, you got us. You know, we're not really too happy about trans, but okay, that's fair point on you.
Right, right. And it's but even there, it's like, I guarantee you, in the super... In the super red places, they're not going to have the same sort of disposition in general. Like, this is, I'm generalizing, of course, because in a more kind of purple place, you're going to have people who tend to know people who are gay or trans or whatever, like personally, you know, which isn't as much of a thing, because in those super really rural that are super homophobic, that are super transphobic, and
the gay and trans people leave.
It's like the gay and trans kids, again, this isn't always true, but for the most part, they're just kind of the quiet kid in high school, and then they're out,
you know, gone.
Like they're moving to a college town. They're moving to a big city, something. And they're leaving, you know, Fuckingtonville, Mississippi behind forever. Like they're done with it, you know? Because honestly, if you grew up gay or trans in a place like that, why the fuck would you have a ton of, ties to that? You'd be like, yeah, I'll call like my parents and shit if they didn't fucking disown me. But like, I'm not going to go to the same places that called me, you know, the F word or whatever. In high school, like I'm not going to go hang out with those fucking people. Like I'm good. I'm done. So like people there don't really know people on a personal level like that. So it's easier to sell them that really anti, Ron DeSantis-esque flavor of homophobia and transphobia. Whereas that shit's not going to even that's Mike Pence talking to Tucker Carlson. It's like, hey man, going really hard on abortion and gay people and trans people, that's not going to fucking help you in a general election, dude. It's just not. We learned that shit, especially with abortion in 2022 in the midterms.
And going back to what you said a second ago, the line, you're one of the good ones. We both have lived in smaller cities, smaller towns, you know, not even cities, towns. And that's what you hear. Well, I don't like black people, but, you know, we got this one. He's one of the good ones. He's okay. Because they know the singular person, but then they get fed. I got that as a child. I grew up in the inner city of Milwaukee. All of my friends were black. Then I moved to a small town in Wisconsin that was full of racists. And I was a kid. I couldn't tell you then expressed like, wait, why do you hate black people? You don't see any. I didn't know media narrative.
You don't even, there's no black people to hate, man. Might as well say you hate Bigfoot.
Exactly.
He shows up just as often as black people come here.
But except for the one that was there would be like, oh, well, he's one of the good. And it's the same with gay and trans. Like,
right.
You've heard that story a million times. Like, well, he's kind of funny. He likes guys. But, you know, Billy's a good guy. He's good. You know, like, I don't know if you get married. I didn't want to get. It needs experience and you need attention to it. Now, changing subjects, have you been following at all, speaking of small towns, the whole Jason Aldean controversy that's been brewing up?
I heard something about this, but not really.
He has a song about my small town, I think it's called, something about that, where it's funny because he says, you know, oh, you try and disrespect the flag, you're going to get your ass kicked. You do this, everybody has their back, or you're going to get. It's funny. He's championing the very thing we're sort of speaking out against as a virtue, saying that when you get a group of tight knit people together that all sort of think alike and are unfriendly toward outsiders, it's just interesting that there are a lot of people being super offended by it. It's I haven't heard the song. I don't really care. But it's about championing small town values.
Well, he also it gets weird at the end of that song because he says that he thinks that Ron DeSantis should take all the migrants, especially the trans ones, and make them have writers' jobs. And so it's like you're clearly just fucking going at the left, man, on all the issues.
Well, and then he also sampled in himself dropping the M-bob from his neighbor's cell phone at 2 a.m., dropping that would be a good little sample. Yes. That song.
Yeah. He does like a little remix. It's like it's like a trap beat in the middle. That's just him saying the N-word backwards and forwards and all kinds of ways.
And over and over, but with a nice beat under it, nice rhythm.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you want to eat apple pie. It does.
Yes, and fly the flag.
Yeah.
All right, Jake. Listeners, viewers, you can find Jake at Jake Vevra, the symbol, on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram. You can find me at NathanTimmel.com. And next week, I will drop the promo. August 2nd, I'll be at the Funny Bone in Des Moines. August 3rd, I'll be at the Funny Bone in Omaha. I will try and remember to promote that next time. Jake, good seeing your face. Listeners, if the world came to an end before we posted this podcast, we apologize for not talking about it.
Later.